Canuck Central Tuesday. It's Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah here in the Kintec studio. Kintec Footwear and Orthotics working together with you in step. This hour of Canuck Central is brought to you by your Lower Mainland Boston Pizza. A fast lunch doesn't have to mean fast food. Satisfy your midday cravings by choosing a main, side, and drink for only $15, served in 20 minutes or less at Boston Pizza. We finally got the answer, Sat. It's going to be a no.
Yeah, it's a no.
It's going to be a no for me. That's essentially what Rick Tocchet has told the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know what, guys? This is just not for me. I mean, we'll get into it, but it's not the news the Canucks expected to hear. That was very evident from Jim Rutherford's press conference today.
It's been a pretty gloomy couple of weeks around this show, as some of our listeners have commented on the Dunbar Lumber text message inbox, or even on Twitter and the like, has texting and DMing with one of our listeners who was rattled by the conversation we had with Yannick Hansen on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Where Yannick ended it with like, yeah, sorry guys, it's pretty dark.
Pretty dark.
Well, didn't get much better today.
No.
If you were looking for more positivity around the Vancouver Canucks.
No, the best part of today is the sun has started to come out in the afternoon.
Yes. Is this not like the existence of being a Canucks fan though?
Yeah. It's a familiar feeling.
Yes.
You know, that sinking feeling of dread. And honestly, like, I know there are people listening who are happy with the news today that Tocchet's not coming back.
Because he can't coach offense, according to those people.
And it's fine to have opinions on, listen, this is all fantasy, right? And
yes.
As we were reminded so tragically this weekend, there are bigger things in life, right? Mm-hmm. So like, this is very trivial, right? And sometimes we take it too seriously. But at the end of the day, like, it's fair. You can criticize the coach. You can say all those things or whatever. So I know people are happy that they are going to see a new head coach. And we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. But this to me isn't about the acumen and the quality of the head coach. It's just what it says about the entire situation.
And that's what makes it so bleak. Let's get to the open on Canuck Central.
Welcome to the open.
Four! That's your home! Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
It's the open on Canuck Central, where we bring you the latest on the Vancouver Canucks and our take on it. And the latest being Rick Tocchet has decided he will not continue to coach the Vancouver Canucks. Our reporting has come out throughout the course of the day that the Canucks had upped their offer, but Rick Tocchet saw the upped offer and decided it still wasn't for him. Jim Rutherford alluded to personal reasons being part of Rick Tocchet's ultimate decision, and the Canucks are left looking for a new head coach.
Yeah, and jarringly so, right? Especially with, we'll get into how Rutherford broached the entire subject today when meeting with the media. But the personal reason, we don't know what it is, and it's hard for us to comment. Like, without knowing what that personal reason is, and maybe we will never know, it's difficult to exhaustively be able to claim what happened here, right? But it's very clear that going through the process, like Tocchet said he would, that Vancouver wasn't the best place for him.
Yeah.
And this goes beyond money to some extent. Now, I always think there's a price for everyone. Now, I'm not saying it would have been logical to go and pay him $5 or $6 million or whatever, but it's clear they met the number, but the number wasn't enough. And why was it not enough? Was it because of the personal reason? And to me, the question always comes down to this. We all have personal reasons. Things happen in life and there are things that keep you somewhere or draw you somewhere, right? Why would you sacrifice that?
Yeah.
For a good situation? Is Vancouver a good enough situation to sacrifice whatever it is? Mm-hmm. Do you have Quinn Hughes long term?
Nope. I mean, you got him for 2 more years under contract here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But really 1 year.
No. And we, as we heard from Friedman, the practice facility was a big thing. Do you have that?
No, you don't.
And then you look at the team and it's going through a transition. It's going to be hard to get it back up to where it needs to go. He's 61 years old. This is his one chance to get a big deal here and maybe pick his spot. And clearly Vancouver wasn't good enough for him to stay, right?
Like wasn't ticking enough boxes on the checklist.
And without knowing what the personal reason is.
Yeah.
It's still a tough look for everybody involved, right? Because you're losing the head coach, that the player that you wanted to keep here long term. Step one was trying to keep the head coach Quinn wanted.
Yeah.
And you haven't even been able to step on that step yet.
Well, and it's not just the head coach that Quinn wanted. It's the head coach that the front office wanted, right? Jim Rutherford and Patrick Allvin made it very clear that Rick Tocchet is their guy. This is the guy that they want to coach the Vancouver Canucks. This was their hand-picked guy that they had to wait longer than expected for because of the situation with Bruce Boudreau that came to a crashing halt. And now you're left here. And no matter what, Rick Tocchet could have said anything today. And all of his reasons, I have no reason to not believe what he has said and what has been reported and what Jim Rutherford said as far as the personal reasons go. But to me, it says so much that the guy that this front office handpicked, that the guy that this front office made it very clear want to be their guy, has decided to say, no, this situation is not for me. And yes, there's been multiple reports about being the highest or being one of the highest paid coaches in the league, and the Canucks made him a great offer. And that's, I'm sure, fair. I'm not saying that that is incorrect. But Rick Tocchet coming into this past season on his current contract was already the 10th highest paid coach in the league. So you take Mike Sullivan off that list, Peter Laviolette off that list, you up Tocchet to $4 million. Guess what? All of a sudden he's in the top five. So yeah, it doesn't take a lot for Rick Tocchet to become one of the top paid coaches in the NHL. And I would hazard a guess, no matter where he's coaching next year, he's probably going to be one of the top paid coaches in the NHL. So this doesn't really, to me, it doesn't come down to money. Whether the Canucks came up to his number or they didn't, which clearly from all the reporting they did, but it comes to all the other reasons. And that's what gives you that sinking feeling we've been talking about for a lot of the Canucks fans listening to the show in this station today.
And I see people texting in and saying, you know, Pittsburgh, they talk about his son and his family and those being the reasons why, and being out east becomes far easier and things like that. And that may all be fair, but again, there's always a reason why you would sacrifice something.
Yeah.
And if Quinn is locked up long-term here, and now you can't lock him up long-term until next year anyways, but if you had direction on that, does that change things? And it's hypothetical. We don't know the answer. Like, only Rick Tocchet can answer that, and I'm not sure he would truthfully answer it or not to the media. He's always been truthful.
Look, if he didn't have any doubts,
I'm not sure he would, but
if he didn't have any doubts in his mind, like, this wouldn't have dragged out as long as it did.
Well, yeah, but also you can also look at it and say, to be fair, right? You can look at it and say that, and as Rutherford said, I mean, Rutherford made it out to seem like they were pretty blindsided by this.
Yeah.
They were talking about hiring another coach recently. He had okayed Rick Tocchet hiring another coach.
My takeaway when we heard Rick Tocchet speak at the end of season availability was, this is a guy that's thinking about coaching this team next year.
Well, Rutherford was talking about how he's made plans to go visit Petey in Sweden already. And like, so all these things are put in motion. They were already moving forward with the staff and a plan and adding to the plan. And all of a sudden today they get a phone call saying, hey, that's not happening. So to your point, I think what happened, I mean, I think this a possibility here is, deep down, he probably knew there were reasons why he probably should go somewhere else, but he wanted to come back. He unfinished business. Yep. You feel like you owe it to the team. You feel like you want to be here and you are wired to stay here and fight through it and get through it. But if you sit down and think about it logically and you go through, okay, I have these personal reasons too, these family reasons as well for wanting to be somewhere else, right? And also, if you look at it from, maybe I can even make a bit more money potentially.
Yeah.
Also, maybe I can find a better situation too. And should I bypass all those things to stay in Vancouver when that's not the best place for me to be?
Yeah.
You know, and that's hard to take. It's hard to take, right? But ultimately he made the decision he felt was best for him, but it's hard not to feel like, hey, we weren't good enough for you.
There are plenty of openings right now. There could be more openings after the first round. So, you know, it's kind of an unprecedented time for a head coach who's got an incredible reputation to be available. The Canucks had to have a really good situation. And the best part of their situation is one that is somewhat fleeting in Quinn Hughes. Well, and that is, not that it's fleeting and like Quinn's got one foot out the door. I don't think he's that kind of a guy, that kind of a player. He's going to give everything he has for this team in the upcoming season. But ultimately, there's a lot of question marks about where his future lies, and it's not anywhere near a slam dunk that it's in Vancouver. And for a coach, and you have the Bruins, the Rangers, the Flyers, he's got the connection with Pittsburgh. I mean, there's a lot of really enticing openings right now, and there could be more after the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think if the Canucks are actually patient about this, with this, and I mean patient, not like wait 3 months or whatever, because usually you don't see the coaches that get past the first round get fired.
Yeah.
Now, it does happen, or a guy leaves or whatever, but it's usually losing in the first round. So once, if you wait another week or so, which yeah. I would imagine they do, and we'll get to the candidates and the one guy in the organization who's also coaching still.
Yes.
Right? But at least you wait a couple weeks. Things can shake loose, right? Mike Sullivan is not an option, as Rutherford said.
Yeah.
I don't think John Cooper is going anywhere. But he's been there a long time. If they lose in the first round, again, what percent chance do I put on it? Maybe 5%, 10%? I don't know. Very low is how I view it still because yeah. of his tenure and what he's done there. But do you not at least wait to see? And if your ownership, as much as you haven't been willing to, say, pay that massive number, they clearly showed a willingness to get to what at least what Talk wanted from Vancouver,
yeah.
which is believed to be in the $4 million range. So if they were comfortable going there for the right guy.
Yeah.
Would they take a swing at John Cooper if he became available? Do you not at least wait to see if that happens? I think that's the prudent thing to do, right? Yeah. Like at least wait another week here and see kind of what shakes loose potentially.
John Cooper has been with the Tampa Bay Lightning since March of 2013.
Yeah, it's 12 years.
So yeah, BC guy. He's going up against Florida. I don't think there's too many question marks, but you never know.
Yeah,
with these situations as far as how teams will make that decision.
And if you look at what the Canucks have gone through right now, they need a big win.
Yeah.
Is extending Demko a big win?
Mm.
I mean, it depends on the number and depends what it looks like. I don't know if that's going to be the...
I don't know where you're getting a big win from.
Well, if you hire John Cooper, is that a big win?
It is.
And again, this is completely hypothetical, and he's not even been fired or whatever, and maybe they don't even want to go down that road. My point
being... But I mean, it took them as long as it did to give Tockett this better offer, this more fair offer sure, as far as his market value.
At the end of the day, that's negotiation.
John Cooper's the second highest paid coach in the NHL right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which means he's probably getting $5.5-6 million on a next contract.
Yeah, but what do you put a price on trying to keep Quinn?
Yeah.
Do you need something? Don't you need something dramatic right now?
Yeah.
Right? Again. So I think you wait for that at the very least. But if you look at realistic options.
The most realistic option is one that was confirmed today by Jim Rutherford to be already on the short list of next head coaches for the Vancouver Canucks. That's the current head coach of the Abbotsford Canucks, mm-hmm. Manny Malhotra.
Yeah, who's still coaching with Abbotsford. And I think you would wait for that to end anyways. You don't want to be having him thinking about his contract situation right now when he's coaching and developing those players in the AHL. So it's moot anyways. Like yeah. You have to wait anyways, like at least a couple of weeks here. But the way he answered the question, and especially the way he compared it to when they hired Mike Sullivan, who came up from his AHL team to Pittsburgh and the players they brought up, like it seems like they put a lot of thought into, they haven't really thought about Talk not being the coach.
Yeah.
But they had put a lot of thought into Manny maybe being a guy for them down the road. It maybe gets expedited here. Maybe deep down they think Manny needs a bit more time. But now you're in a situation where you have to make a decision.
Yeah. And he's doing a pretty good job with Abbotsford right now. Could be the easy solution, the internal solution. Other options, he was asked to comment about Sullivan, said his preference is to stay in the Eastern United States as well. Peter Laviolette's name came up. He said that's a good name, but also mentioned that Patrick Alvin doesn't have any prior experience working with Peter Laviolette in the way that Jim Rutherford does. So that is something that is going to have to be discussed when Patrick is back from the U18s, which he is out in scouting today. So yeah, there's a lot of names right now, right? You can go down the list. There's guys that have just been fired, right? Mm-hmm. With all the vacancies that there are. Ultimately, like Manny feels like one that is on the short list, and I don't think it's just I don't think it's like a pat on the back for Manny. I think it's a realistic, he's a realistic option for the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, I think one thing is very clear. Jim Rutherford doesn't really mince words. He overshares probably. It's probably TMI sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't know if we needed to know that Quinn Hughes left Jim Rutherford on red today.
Well, is that the...
Or did not return his phone calls.
It's funny. We talk about the elephant in the room. There are a few elephants kind of roaming around, right? Tonka tried to eat him.
Now they can't take bites of them anymore.
Yeah, he gave up on it. He's like, I can't get through this.
Man, Rutherford was just
turns
like...
Turns out elephants are huge.
The bites out of the elephant. How much of the elephant do you think he took out? Like, how much of it is left?
I mean, it seemed like he got through most of the elephant last year, but then like the elephant started to regenerate.
Yeah,
like
just came back.
Like he's got Wolverine type of...
It's a mutant elephant.
It's a mutant elephant.
Somehow it just
came
back to life.
Wolverine, he just starts to repair himself. Like that's the elephant.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's kind of like he left him on red.
I mean... I don't think any of us really needed to know that. It felt... Like, man, why?
Again, like,
my initial reaction, okay? Like, sparing that I host a very important Canuck show, I guess.
Important.
It's not very important. It's not really important. Okay, that we host the number one rated podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Wow, humble, Brad. Not even so humble. Wow, reach.
My initial reaction was like, nobody needed to know this. This is one of those things that you don't say, Jim. Why are you putting your captain on blast? Don't think that was really needed to happen. Here's what Jim said about whether or not he talked to Quinn Hughes about Rick Tocchet's departure.
Yeah, well, I hope he's playing golf because he usually returns my calls right away. And I called him within a half an hour after I talked to Rick. So he hasn't called me back yet. Knowing how he feels about the coach and that he's a sensitive guy, I would suspect that he's feels like I do, that we're disappointed. But knowing the maturity of Quinn, he will make the adjustment necessary. But they did have a very strong relationship, a very good one. And Quinn had a lot of respect for him.
Yeah.
And Talk had a lot of respect for Quinn. So there will definitely be an adjustment there.
Definitely be an adjustment. And I hope Quinn's golfing because he hasn't been returning my phone calls.
The worst part is he says he usually returns them right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not a great... Quinn might be busy.
Yes. It's really not something that the entire, like, everybody needed to know.
Yeah, I hope he's golfing.
But it does, like, again, it's another moment, just like last week, where he says, well, he's already told everybody that he wants to play with his brothers. Like, did he? When? I don't remember when he said that explicitly.
Well, maybe they
told
him.
Did he say
it
in passing? Was it like a legitimate quote? I don't know how to take this from Jim Rutherford. These are all things that aren't necessarily needed to be said that have been said around Quinn Hughes, and it doesn't inspire confidence that this guy's sticking around.
What, Rutherford?
Quinn Hughes.
Oh, Quinn Hughes. Okay, well, what about Rutherford? He was asked about it.
Yeah, well. I mean, he doesn't want to leave the Canucks in tatters, so I guess he's sticking around to see if he can rebuild this thing.
It's funny. Is he the guy that had planned his retirement like last year or a year ago, but then he's sticking on because he can't leave a mess like that? He has a Hall of Fame career. He's going to just walk away from this.
Yeah.
And his last job is going to be the one in Canada where they're just going to crap on the job he did if he just walks away from it.
He's not going to leave the Canucks as an unmade bed.
No, and he's getting criticized. There are people that text in, too, and they're saying that Rutherford should get fired. They need to get rid of Rutherford, look at the moves he's made and look at where they were last year. And Rutherford spoke to they were on track and now they're not on track anymore.
Yeah.
And he didn't sound confident they're going to get on track. He said, we're going to try.
Yeah.
But he didn't sound confident because how can you be confident? Like, especially with the coach walking away. Like, how are you confident as an organization today? How?
You're not. The coach, your hand-picked coach, that you have continuously said you want to be the guy that coaches this team, just said, no thanks, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, again,
I know that there's more to it, but
maybe,
ultimately.
Yes. But that's how you feel. Like, I mean, that's how most fans are feeling right now.
Yes.
And it's hard not to have that feeling. And the way he answered all these questions, like, he was being truthful, Rutherford, I felt today. He was being honest.
Yeah.
But to me, it didn't inspire confidence. Because it's a hard situation to navigate. And that's why you kind of come away not feeling better about the situation. Like, you don't feel more confident that Quinn's staying today.
No.
You know, and I think, again, it's just a reminder of where the Canucks find themselves and that there is even more work to do now. And as far as the coaches come down, so that's going to be the big question from now on. Like,
well, look at this offseason, Sat. You now need a new head coach. You need the 2 to 3 forwards of impact variety because you've got a lot of guys that fit into your middle six and bottom six already. This team needs players at the top of their lineup, which are, by the way, as we all know, Captain Obvious, the hardest to acquire. Okay, you've got to fix your number one player who's making $11.6 million. You've got to convince your captain, who is nominated for a second straight year for the Norris Trophy, even though he played a less than full complement of games this year. And you've got to convince him over the next year that Vancouver is a long-term place for him, that he can not only be one of the best defensemen in NHL history, but also have a chance at putting his name on the Stanley Cup. And all these things have to happen, at least start to happen in the next few months.
Yeah. It's like the plot of Armageddon almost. Got to build a space. You got to train up these oil riggers to fly up to space and to save the planet. Can you do it?
Why couldn't we just train astronauts to...
Did you see? I saw Ben Affleck.
Be able to drill.
I saw a clip of him mentioning that his best theatrical moment was like just doing the commentary of that movie. It is legendary. The commentary of Armageddon is fantastic. But nonetheless, it's hard, man. Like, but what are you gonna do? Give up? You're gonna take your ball and go home? They're not gonna do that. They're gonna try, right?
So, well, and that's to everybody texting in that they should just trade Quinn now. Like, that's not gonna happen. You're not trading Quinn until, again, he says he's not willing to sign an extension here.
No, and we can get into this a bit more though, because like my big thing, and I've said this, is like when you have a player like Quinn Hughes, you do everything you can to see if you can keep the player. And you have one more kick at the can here, and you take that kick. But you start looking at
there's
the situation. Well, I mean, there's always a but. Because he does have a no trade clause. You have 2 years left. Like, if you think about it logically, like, what are you going to do here? I don't think it's going to happen this year, but we can talk about it over the course of the offseason, like what options the Canucks do have here and what they want to do. But
I don't like having to explore that option.
But
like,
you kind of
I don't want an option without Quinn Hughes.
How do you not explore it?
I'll explore it when I have to, you know? Like, if I decide that I'm going to have to trade Quinn Hughes, guess what? There's going to be a lineup out the door.
Yeah.
You know?
What was that movie called? The one that it's up or whatever? What is the one with
Don't Look Up?
Yeah, Don't Look Up. That's like, that's reach. It's like, the meter is going to hit. Don't look up. Just wait for it to hit. And we'll act when it's too late.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying let Quinn Hughes walk to free agency. I'm like, if he tells you next July that he doesn't really want to sign a new contract here, well then, okay. Now we can explore a trade.
I mean, it might be like if this season goes awry.
I mean, the trade deadline, for instance, does that become... I think have to be good. You have to be good to reach to not consider it at the deadline.
Guys, they're looking for a new head coach, okay? We didn't need to go that this far down the road today.
Step one.
I know it was bleak coming into the show, guys, but this is a little bit much.
We still got so many shows left in the summer.
I can't wait to hear John Garrett's. Cheech is going to have an extensive time here on the show to explain.
Save us, Cheech!
His thoughts on the Vancouver Canucks. I can't wait for this. John Garrett is next on Canucks Central.
Hitting the most important topics for Vancouver sports fans. The People's Show with Vic Nizar. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.